An eager crowd gathered to witness the unveiling of the Lions Architectural Group plans for the $97.9 million La Trobe Institute of Molecular Science. The much-anticipated announcement was made by Senator Kim Carr, who spoke of the government's support for the project.
It means that we are able to give significant public support to excellent research, to excellent researchers. We're able to build on the strengths of the university, and the university in turn is able to serve the community.
Because it's going to be a new venture which will integrate undergraduate teaching, graduate teaching, postdoctoral research, and world-class research conducted by La Trobe University staff. This sort of end-to-end approach is a new way for the university to operate. In fact, a new way of taking forward scientific research in Australia.
The LIMS building will incorporate state-of-the-art facilities, greatly increasing the capacity to carry out specialised research and pave the way for future scientific fellowships while providing $10 million of research income each year. The winning design was introduced by Professor Nick Hugenrad, head of the School of Molecular Sciences. It incorporates open-plan labs and facilities that will increase access between departments and interactivity between scientific disciplines.
We want to see our universities move up the value chain. We want universities to be able to reach for the stars, because it's the university that provides so much of the basic information that provides the foundation stones, if you like, for the new solutions to the problems that we're all trying to confront.
The LIMS building is part of a new La Trobe. Clearly it's a new building. It will look different to the old La Trobe, which was mainly designed and built in the 1960s. But buildings are just buildings. What really matters is what happens inside them.